Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's podcast is a book review on Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent.
Yep. It is a fantasy.
About vampires and humans. It's like Hunger Games-esque. This girl who wants to be a vampire. Is
Okay. Yes.
that right?
So it's about she kind of like grew up with the vampires, and so she has to compete in this competition, and the winner gets to basically choose a wish. And obviously her wish is that she wants to become a vampire. And so basically that she's kind of entering with other vampires. So it's like mostly a vampire competition, and she's like immortal. And so people are like, obviously, you're gonna die, but she's like, this is what I want, and so that's what it revolves around.
You're always so good at these summaries.
Thank you.
Whenever I start talking, my mind just draws a blank, and I look at you and say, hopefully Haley's got this.
I got you. It's good because I can just gloss over things, so that's the only part that sticks in the brain, which is why that's what comes up. So, our rating.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Three, two, one. Four
Four
stars.
stars.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that there was that special something or anything to put it at five, which is why I rated it four. It was good, though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
nothing wrong with it. It just needed what we always talk about, like the oomph to make it memorable, I
Yeah.
think,
Yeah.
as a five star.
To be fair, I would have read the sequel right after reading it. And now that time has passed, I feel less inclined to read the sequel, but it's one of those books that I feel like if you like just jump right into the sequel after finishing the first book, it kind of like helps you get through the second book.
But for me, after I read what happened at the end of the book, I didn't want to read the rest of the
Oh,
sequel.
because you felt like he betrayed her?
No, I think it was more like I had an idea of what to expect. Or maybe I felt that the storyline was familiar, where she is torn between her family lines, right? The type of vampires that her father was with, and her love for the guy. And so maybe that kind of reminded me of Bridge Kingdom that we
Yeah.
read, where I'm like, I'm just gonna feel a lot of angst like the whole time reading the second book because she's gonna be torn and she's gonna not sure what her place is within the kingdom.
But I feel like it's better from my perspective than Bridge Kingdom because in that book, she betrayed her, like, love. She did it. Whereas in this case, the main character like was betrayed, like she felt betrayed, and like her dad, you know, like died. And so I think from that perspective, for me, it's a little bit less angsty because now it's more about her betrayals. But I get what you're saying because now she'll kind of be like, oh, I can't trust you. But I'm gonna be honest, I hope his villain arc, I hope it's good, and I hope it's not sobby, like, oh, love me again. I
Oh,
hope he
yeah.
goes kind of villainy.
Ooh.
To be honest, towards the end, I was like kind of confused that he was descended from that line and he knew it. Okay.
Yeah, I was a little confused too, because the way they described it was that he isn't directly born
Yeah,
blood.
just like she's not born blood. She was his, like, but in spirit, she was his daughter. So that's why now they're at odds. And I'm kind of for it, but
But
you're not.
are you gonna read the second one now
Probably.
that oh, okay. When you get to it.
Maybe. We'll see. Because now the time has passed. I have to read it one after the other. Now I don't really remember. Did you like the main characters?
I like the main characters. I
Yeah.
like the characters. I think this book was like pretty close to a five for me, like 4.5.
I put 4.5, yeah.
Yeah, just because I didn't think the character was annoying, and I also like the guy, right? Did you read his name as Rain?
Yeah,
Okay, good.
I know.
I'm gonna make sure.
Me too. But I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I all. No. I think I read it as Rahim.
Oh.
But when I looked at the review right before we recorded this podcast, I was like, oh, that's Rain. But I swear, in the book, yeah. he was in my head, he was an Indian man. because his name was Raheem.
Yeah.
So, no, actually. But also, yeah. When I read it, I was like, oh, that's Rain. I don't think I read it as Rain, though. I'm going to be honest. Continue, though.
Yeah. So, I liked how we got introduced to her first, and a little bit, like, of her story sprinkled in through just, like, the intro of the book, and then it jumped right in to the games. No elongated, long intro, yeah.
I do agree. When I first started reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, a fantasy. It's gonna take some time to get into it, but I think after the first chapter, I was like, oh, I'm in. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah, I thought the pacing was really great. There weren't too many characters. It was just her dad, Rain, and then Rain's friend.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. And I think that's, like, the way to go. So then it really focused between, like, her relationship with Rain and also her relationship with her dad. And then, like, the games. It didn't make me, like, be confused with too many other people. And even if there were a lot of people, I feel like there was well grouped because how, like, the author was describing, like, the different kinds of vampires.
I do think that this is a good fantasy book, and a lot of books that kind of follow this train where it's, like, you know, friends and sort of, like, a game aspect do pretty well, and so I did like that, and I like ones that are kind of, like, fast-paced like that.
It's been a while since I've read a vampire book, though, so I thought it was very, very interesting to kind of jump back into that kind of world. I think the last vampire book I read, Twilight?
Oh. Okay.
Or maybe, did you ever read, like, that book? Like, the Blue Bloods or something like that?
No. Like, Marked? I think that's maybe a different series. I don't know Blue Bloods is.
Okay.
Maybe. I did read, you know, they made a TV show and a movie by, like, Michelle Reed or something.
Mm-mm.
I personally read vampire books. Oh! So, for me, it wasn't crazy. I was like, yeah.
You jumped right into it easily?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a typical genre I read.
Oh!
So.
I'm learning something new about you! I didn't know that.
I recommended this book to you that was, like, a vampire.
I know, I remember that. It's in my...
Okay.
But I wasn't sure if you regularly read vampire books.
I do. But sometimes they're not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it goes too erotic for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, that's what I'm saying, like, this genre is, like, there are a few books that are like this, that, like, yeah, I was like, this is a good formula that I've read before, that it's good, because even that other one I recommended to you is, it's like this, like, it, like, jumps in, you know, the, like, game aspect of, like, the character being, trying to be, like, strong and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, like, a good formula for authors to write.
Yeah, how did you like the main character, too?
And yeah, like she's guy.
the guy, were you into him?
Yeah, I was interested to see where it was going. Like, did you predict the twist?
No.
Because I'm gonna be honest, I wish at the end, sorry, we'll come back to that. At the end, I'm sure you're not listening to this if you haven't read it. However, at the end, she wins the competition because basically he kind of, like, kills himself. And so she wins. And then she makes her wish is that she wished the guy won. And in my head, that wish means that she should be dead. She should be dead. And I wish that's what happened. Because I was like, he can't win if you're alive. You should be dead. That's my feelings. But so you didn't predict the ending?
No, I didn't predict it at all.
What were you thinking? Anything?
I was thinking a more PETA and Katniss kind of ending.
Okay.
Like, oh, we'll both kill each other.
Yeah.
And then the goddess is like, nope, you can't do that.
Yeah. To be fair, that is how it ended.
Kind of,
in the
right?
sense that they are both alive.
Yeah. But they made it so easy. Right? It's just like, oh, you don't want your wish? And then, oh, what is your wish? Basically, right? Hopping on.
Yeah, because shouldn't the other thing just, like, I get it for the storyline, but technically she used her wish. And why wouldn't she just wish that he was alive? I guess because she wanted him to get what he wanted. Like, it needed to happen, and yet I feel like there's just holes in why she made that happen. Do you feel like that?
I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do want to say, did you expect the plot twist where, like, he was like, oh, I'm gonna kill your dad now? Because, like, oh, I was really waiting to get the power and then kill your dad.
I did suspect that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. What else do you think he's, like, competing for? Hello? But I did not expect that she would get
the mark.
Yeah. And now I'm like, do they have to kill each other? I just don't understand that sort of storyline, that there's, like, two kinds of vampires, and in order to, one, be, like, all-powerful, you have to, like, wipe out all of the, like, members of the royal family of the other side?
I thought it was, it's, like, optional to, like, wipe out the other members of the other side.
Okay.
And then whoever gets the mark is just the chosen heir of that family's,
like, just a royal family.
Yeah,
okay. So you could live in harmony and it's fine.
Mm-hmm, but they just, like, have bad blood.
Yeah. Well, because, like, they were saying, you have to kill your own family, too. Or, like, because everything in this book was about, like, power.
Mm-hmm.
And so parents, they were saying, like, disable their mm-hmm. kids so that their kids can't, like, take over. Which I guess, yeah, I mean, that's sort of a typical thing that, like, vampires live forever, so mm-hmm. only the powerful, like, are in positions.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was sad when Vincent died, because even though they did, like, show us all the bad things that he did and tell us that he wiped out his whole family to get where he was, they did show us that side of him where he was fatherly, and so I think that was enough to make me feel, like, sad that he was gone.
Mm. But he was only fatherly because she was, like, mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she, you know, if her mark, I mean, I guess it wouldn't show up until he died, but, like, if he knew, he would kill her. I mean, but I guess he didn't, like, want to. I wasn't that sad, if I'm being honest.
I was sad. I liked the bond they
had. He wiped out the whole, like, city.
So
she wanted to go back.
I was like, oh, he taught her how to fight and to be strong and made her who she was.
That's true.
So I liked that.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I was just, like, sad.
Aw, yeah.
Like, aw.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, there was no other way.
Yeah.
It was bound to happen. And it also kind of wrapped up the thing where she wouldn't have to betray Vincent.
Yeah, that's kind of more why I liked it.
Mm.
Because, and then now it's like he will sort of have to grovel because he killed her dad.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of her dad being alive and the angst being like, oh my, like, as you were saying, do I stay with my family or do I go with my lover? Like, now it's kind of decided. He made her prisoner, but he'll also have to, like, grovel. But she doesn't have to feel bad for her dad. She just has to feel bad for, like, her people.
Mm.
But he seems nice.
Yeah, he does seem nice.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the second one? No.
I mean, I feel, like, indifferent about it. Like, okay. I don't feel like I have to read the second one, but I also feel like, okay, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Yeah. I think I need to know what happens. The way it ended was just like, okay, but now what?
I think she's going, predicting now, that I think that in the beginning of the book, she's going to scheme. But then she's going to find out there's a way to have peace between all the vampires. And then they will live happily ever after.
Yeah. I think it's going to be more the guy. Because she's like, all she knows is that these two need to be separate. But I think he's going to be like, no, I'm going to show you how we can live, like, peacefully.
Mm. Do you think there's going to be, like, a war and stuff? Or, like, civil war?
In my head, no. But is it, like, a multiple book series, or is it just, like, two?
I read it, and it said that it's going to be one of those ones where it's, like, interconnected. So her story is going to be a duology.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And then the other ones are just going to be So 6 total, and then do 3 duologies.
So then, no, I don't think there was going to be a war. It's that it's more like between them two. Because she's not, I don't think she'll be against him for very long.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tend to happen that way.
But also, I feel like Serpent and the Wings of Night was largely driven by this, like, action plot, right? Of them going through the tournament.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just interested for, like, this next book, what's, like, the action element to it beyond, like, the scheming and the talking?
Well, I think it is going to be that she's prisoner. Mm. Like, there are books where they're just prisoner.
Oh, like Bridge Kingdom?
Yeah.
I just keep thinking Bridge Kingdom in this scenario.
I know, that's very interesting because I don't think I thought Bridge Kingdom once. I had no thoughts about Bridge Kingdom. I had a thought about a different book, the book I recommended you. Maybe that's why. That's just what kept coming up to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that because you've read other vampire books, it stopped you from rating it a full 5 stars? Because, like, you enjoyed it. But, like, you're, like, comparing it to, like, other...
I mean, I don't think so, because we rated it the same, but you haven't read many. So, I don't think... I mean, like if it's a good book, it's a good book. Like, you know. But I think my thing is just that I wouldn't read it again, probably. Like, my 5 stars... I mean, I would potentially read it again, because sometimes I do read 4-star books again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, fine, but in the sense that I think reading it again, it kind of loses some of the feelings that you feel when you first read the book. Mm-hmm. Some books, I'll give it a 5-star because I think reading it again won't affect how I felt. I'll feel, like, the same feelings, but mm-hmm. now it is, like, because the twist, you know, like, now you're obviously expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you kind of, like, know what happens, and I feel like it kind of loses a little bit because it is... A lot of it is, like, I don't want to say, like, setting, but it's not actually a lot of action.
Mm.
Like, they have, what, like, 4 days of actual, like, competition, mm-hmm. and everything else is, like, surviving while you wait in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my head, it's not actually that much action. Mm. It's kind of a lot of, like, setting and, like, you getting to know the characters more and getting to understand the dynamics than it is an actual, like, tournament,
mm.
from my perspective.
That's a good perspective.
Oh. Thank you.
I was like, this is so action-packed. Like, because she was, like, surviving in the palace.
But when she was in the room just, like, hanging out,
oh, yeah.
you know, like, it was mainly just the first day when everything was going on, and then, like, a few days after that when she got, like, attacked in the greenhouse or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but then once she, like, actually took the alliance from there, it was just, like, character building,
mm-hmm.
then it was, like, she wasn't really getting attacked or anything, so.
Maybe I was just, like, skimming through. Or, like, I chose okay. to, like, forget the slow parts. Because I just remember, like, oh, remember there was, like, that secret, like, bombing thing? Like, oh, they were training, and then, like, there was, like, a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she went out and she started, like, killing people in the town or whatever.
Yeah.
So then to me, I was like, oh, that's, like, always action. Not necessarily, like, the tournaments.
Yeah, but did it feel like action to you when she was, like, killing people? Because she didn't actually, like, describe necessarily. It was more just, like, they were, like...
Easy to kill.
Yeah, like, they were killing together. Like, for me, that was more, like, showing that they are becoming mm-hmm. more allies. And I didn't feel like it was actual action.
To me, it was action. I was like, oh, very exciting.
But there was, like, no threat. Like, she was just killing people. She was like, oh, look, I found somebody, stab. And then that was that. Like, there was no, like, she didn't almost die. She wasn't, like, thinking about, like, oh, how am I going to kill this person? Mm-hmm. Like, she generally just found them and killed them, and, like, that was that.
Maybe I like that.
Okay.
That was great.
It was good. I'm just saying, in my head, it wasn't, like, action.
It doesn't count as action. Yeah. So.
Good read.
Good read. And I think how people recommended, I saw in Book Talk that this is a book to read if you have, like, fourth wing hangover. Like, books like Fourth Wing. And I think this is fast-paced like Fourth Wing was. I feel like, oh, it's a good, like, romantasy if mm-hmm. you're looking for, like, that kind of vibe. So I get why people were making that connection.
Yeah.
So I agree with Book Talk.
We had all your points?
Yeah, I got...
Wow, okay!
I got fake characters. We talked about the characters. Predictions. Rating the book as an overall romanticy. Would you read the next book?
Oh, perfect. We did it.
Yes.
To finish this episode, we will recommend a song.
Yes, a song.
Okay, my song is going to be Hypothetically by Adam Evans. It has been getting me pumping.
Ooh. All right. I will listen to that. Very exciting. My recommendation is Chicken Tendies.
Oh, I like that song.
By Clinton Kane.
Yeah, I like that song. That's a good one.
It popped up on my Discover Weekly.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's been out a while. I feel like 2020.
Yeah, never heard of it, so.
Have you heard of Clinton Kane?
Nope.
Oh, interesting. I feel like he got really popular in, like, COVID.
Okay. I guess I didn't listen. I don't listen. I don't stray too much from what I usually listen to, which is Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen,
but
BTS.
I feel like this is really up the alley. But I'm all, I was just thinking the other day about how Spotify makes your Discover Weekly. That's it, period. Because I thought it was, like, I know you have Discover Weekly, and then you also have, like, the one.
The new,
like,
one?
Yeah, like, news. What? Oh. Are we talking, like, the new songs by artists that you've listened to before? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about the one where they have, like, the vibes for the day.
Oh. No, I don't listen to those. Mm. Do you?
Lately, I have.
Oh, okay. Do you like them?
They're hit or miss, so sometimes I just listen to the Discover Weekly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, maybe just whatever you like or they see that you've listened to.
But I thought it was, like, they were recommending, like, new songs. But now I'm, like, they recommended you an older song.
Oh.
Is just what I'm saying.
I think maybe it's just, like, new to you.
But how do they know? Like, how do they...
Because you haven't listened to it. But Spotify.
But what have you been listening to recently that they're like, yeah, this song now from, like, a few years ago is, like, what I'm wondering. Because I was always like, oh, yeah, this is, like, the new song from this artist that I listened to. Or, like, a similar artist released this song recently. So I thought it was, like, new songs.
Oh.
And I've never thought about it because, obviously, you don't know the artist. Mm-hmm. So you don't know
Mm-mm.
that it's...
I didn't know
an
anything.
Old song. But then when you said it, I was like, oh, that's an old song. But now I'm like, I guess the songs on my Discover Weekly are probably old songs, and I just never noticed.
Except when you're listening to the new release Radar.
So that's
what I don't know.
So I'm curious.
Maybe the vibes. I'm listening to the vibes. I also listen to the ones that Spotify makes for you based on your mood. So there's one that's like specifically like Sad Girl Thursday, right?
Oh.
And then there's other ones that are like chill, sad song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, but in those ones they tend to put songs that you've like already saved, right? And it just like categorizes them for you.
They mix like the songs that you have.
Yeah.
With songs that you don't know.
Yeah, but it's like mostly songs you know.
Well, for me it's not.
Really?
I think maybe we're not 50.
I thought those were what you were originally talking about.
I was originally talking about, so I listened to this one, like the day list.
Oh.
Your Desiderium Alone Evening. You listen to Ocean and Nature in the evening. So then they give me like random songs and then I only like three of them already.
Oh.
I'm showing Haley my Spotify right now so we can be on the same page.
We're on different things.
And then the one I was talking about last thing I was talking about was like these things. So maybe they listen to based on like what I'm feeling. So like no, I don't mean, like yeah. all of these songs.
But see how like a lot of them is ones that you've like liked.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, see, looking at this Dinner with Friends.
Oh,
I thought these were, like, something that somebody else has made. But when I click on them, they're, like, mostly, yeah, songs that I've, like, liked. And so I was like, oh, they just, like, add songs. So I was, like, confused. So, like, these all seem like the same vibe. That they, like, add some songs that you've liked, but also songs that, like, go with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but also, mm-hmm. now that you're talking about it, I have to keep going. So for those ones that Spotify makes those playlists, I thought those are just playlists for everybody.
That's what I thought, but then how can there be so many songs that I've liked?
Well, okay, let me look up the playlist that you looked up and then see if it's the same. Because then we'll know. Which one did you look? Dinner with Friends or something?
Yeah, it's called Dinner with Friends. See, it's different.
Oh my gosh. My mind is blown. This whole time I thought it was the exact same, like, everyone was listening to the same
thing. That's what I'm saying. I thought that it was something that someone had made, but it's not. It's just something that Spotify has put together for you.
That's crazy.
They're really up in your playlists. They're really, like, in. They got their talons deep into, like, what you're listening to.
I learned something new today.
Okay, you're welcome.
So crazy. Now I'm questioning everything.
Because I was also confused when I saw it. Because those ones that you showed me, they obviously look like something that Spotify made. Because it's got, like, a weird cover mm-hmm. photo. Whereas this looks like a cover photo that someone actually added.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right.
The more you know, the more you grow.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that side note. Yeah. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye-bye.